Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Audie, and we're the Pulidos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're talking about our wedding.
Nothing makes me feel more like I have a boring life than when the barista at Dutch Bros says, "Hey, so what do you have going on today?"
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They always do that, yeah.
And I'm always like, literally forget everything I've ever done or will do when they ask me that, you know?
Yeah. You forgot your training.
Yeah. I'm always like,
I don't know.
Nothing. It's going to be a pretty chill afternoon.
Yeah. That's always my answer.
Yeah. And just then it's
be
like,
home and chill.
But then it's like, that gives them nothing to work with, you know? Yeah. So and I always kind of feel bad.
And then one person's like, oh, it must be, I said that thing like a Monday afternoon. It's like, oh, it must be nice being just chilling at home on a Monday afternoon. It's like, yep.
So funny. Yeah, I know. I'm always just like,
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. So we did get Dutch Bros for
this. We did. And today I gave them such a like mom answer. And then I was like, that was dumb.
What was it?
I just said, I was like, well. I was like.
In that voice.
Well, yeah. I said, well. My kids are at some activities, so I'm just, like, having some, like, time by myself.
Your kids are at some activities?
Yeah.
So you're just at somewhere else? Is that what you said?
No. I said, so I'm just having some, like, time by myself.
Oh, time by yourself.
But then also, I was like, that's dumb. I'm saying I have time by myself when I'm literally getting two coffees.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that was a lie.
One for each.
But I didn't want to say that we're recording a podcast because then they're always like, oh, what's it about? And then I'm like, you know.
I said that once.
Minimalism and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, I remember where I said that the first time we were like about to like, I think we were going to record a first one or second one, something like that.
Yeah. Which is fine, but I just don't, I don't feel like explaining it because then I'm like, oh, sometimes we,
that's why we should get,
talk about Awana. You know, Awana, right?
Awana. Sometimes we talk about just stuff. Yeah. Have a catch up thing and then we have a jingle for this one thing.
We talk about breaking news. We talk about, I'm just kidding. And also, I'm not going to be like, well, it's all about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family. Like, what the heck are you talking about? Well, it's about like foster care and only wearing 33 items of clothing and minimalist shoes and I don't know, the TARDIS?
The TARDIS? Oh, callback.
I'm just kidding.
Wow, that was a callback episode.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know, pretty much.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. Now you understand everything about the podcast.
Welcome. If this is the first time listening, not watching, but listening to us, welcome.
Maybe they are watching. They're like watch, just staring at the logo.
That's true. Thank you for watching and listening.
Oh, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Today I was looking at some old pictures with our three-year-old.
Yes.
And she saw a picture of our logo of the podcast.
Oh.
And immediately she was like, that's Audie, that's Savannah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, from the little cartoon.
That's amazing.
I know. And then also, this is when you were working. Then we were scrolling through other pictures and she saw a picture of you and she goes, that's Audie. Audie, come here. And I was like, oh, he's working right now.
That's funny.
And then she saw a picture. No, then she saw a video of her sister and she was trying to talk to it like it was a FaceTime call. And I was like, oh, she can't hear you.
That's cute.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
So I know you have obviously 2 to 3 things you want to
say.
Okay,
why do you have to say it that way? Obviously. Again, I thought we established this, that you are thankful for my just ideas and thoughts that I have that I like to bring during this catch-up time.
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. Well, this time I have 3 things.
Oh, my gosh.
One's a lot shorter than the other. Guess which one.
Than the other two. Guess the which other one. Two, yeah. Well, I don't know what any of them are, so.
Well, 2 of them has to do with sports, so.
Oh, boy.
I think you know where I'm going with this.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
First one is, it's just something, a fact. It's a fact. It's not an opinion, it's a fact.
Okay.
And the fact is that the NBA is back.
Oh, yes.
We are back. Preseason is...
We are back?
I never said we. I said the NBA is back. First off, I don't like that.
You said we are back.
Did I say that?
I'm pretty sure. Oh. Roll it back.
Okay, let's see. The NBA is back.
Oh, yes.
We are back. Preseason is...
We are back?
I never said we. Maybe I did. I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe, I don't know. I knew. Anyway, but I don't like that. I don't like saying we.
Like our, we won. Referring to our team. Yeah. Like we won. We're doing great this season.
We lost. It's yeah. Like, really? Are you part of the team?
Do what you did you jersey? Contribute? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
So NBA is so back. So I like to say that's great. They. Next item.
No. So anyway, the NBA is back. Yes. That means the Warriors are back.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of the Golden State Warriors. Now mm-hmm. they moved from Oakland to San Francisco.
Right.
They have a new stadium, new everything.
And now they're called, little known fact, now they're called the Golden Gate Warriors.
No, it's Golden State Warriors. That's funny. That's funny. That's good stuff. Wow. But anyway.
You don't just sound so shocked that I made a funny joke.
That was good. That was good.
Instead of laughing, you just said, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. Next time, just laugh, okay?
Fine.
Okay.
Anyway, it's good, though. I'm excited because I'm excited about just watching the Warriors, and I'm really hopeful that they're going to win. At all this time?
Really?
Yeah, I really am. Yeah. Klay Thompson is back.
Yeah.
He's going to come back pretty soon in the season. Yeah,
we know how much I know about the Warriors.
Yes.
Iguodala.
Yeah. So Stephen Curry is going to, you know, just rock it this season. So I'm excited about that.
Okay.
That's all I just want to say.
Okay.
It's all factual stuff. And then the second thing,
yes.
I know you're trying to hurry me up because I don't know why, for whatever reason, but... The other yes. sport I want to talk about is wrestling, WWE, okay. And there's a new champion that also has a podcast, and I love those guys, and they are just good, you know, funny dude, and
yeah.
And so when I was watching the match where he won the belt and everything, it was my first time that I was like smiling because he won. It was like the first time I've had that type of reaction where I was actually like genuinely happy that the wrestler like won a belt.
The first time ever?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Why?
Because I think that, because I guess.
Well, not why, but why have you never felt that way before? That's confusing.
I don't know. I guess I never really cared like enough to be like, oh, this wrestler won,
and
like that brings me joy. It's like more like, cool, that wrestler won, awesome. I don't really have that kind of like...
It didn't make you like personally happy.
No, but then...
That's just confusing, but okay.
Yeah, but do you understand? It's just like I was happy for that guy because of knowing like the struggle he has like...
You feel like you know him on more of a personal level.
And especially because of listening to him on the podcast.
Yeah, okay. But that's interesting.
Yeah, and so then listening to an episode where they celebrate him and... all his accolades and just him winning the belt and everything. So I was like, that's pretty awesome. So it's a good time. It's a good time to be a fan of sports in general, you know?
Speaking of wrestling,
Wrestling.
I recommend you, listener, check out the new short on Disney Plus that's called Nona.
Oh yeah, Nona's pretty good.
Very cute.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has to do with
wrestling
in a way.
In a way.
It's very cute. Very touching.
Yeah.
He'll get you right in the heartstrings.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep. Yeah. So that's my little spiel about sports. And then my last topic before we close off my catch up is...
Technically, though, you've already said three things, but that's fine.
Did I really?
Well, the sports thing was two things.
Yeah. And this is my last one.
Third. Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah.
Anyway, it's about Halloween and candy, and I want to get your thoughts about this. I asked you actually like a week ago, I asked you about,
and I ignored
you. No, you did. No, not you answered me, but I want to bring it up again.
Okay.
And that is candy corn.
Oh yeah.
What are your thoughts about that? Because I know a lot of people would hate it.
Yeah,
and some people love it.
I'm pretty neutral about it. It's not my favorite, but also I'm when it comes to candy, I prefer chocolate all the time.
Okay.
Like even above like hard candy, like Jolly Ranchers, Starburst, fruity candies,
yeah,
Skittles, stuff like that. I always am going to choose chocolate.
Chocolate.
So that's why to me, it's like, whatever.
Mm.
But it's not that I hate it. Like I know some people really hate it.
Yeah.
I do hate licorice. I feel like those are in sort of the same category a little bit.
Mm.
I do really dislike licorice, but candy corn, I'm just kind of whatever about it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And you?
I love it. I'm on that love it camp. Yeah.
I never knew that.
I love it.
Oh.
I love it so much. I think it's the best. If we were to say it's like a Halloween candy, I guess, because
you guess. It's definitely a Halloween candy. Okay.
So yeah, because it only pops up like once a year, 1 month a year.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that Halloween candy. Candy corn is the best. I enjoy eating it. Mm-hmm. As a little kid, you know, there's three different colors. Yeah. I used to eat the one color at a time.
Oh, gotcha, so yeah.
Take it with small little bites.
A little nibble.
Yeah. So that was like the game I would, kind of game or whatever, you know, I would do.
Yeah.
And I just enjoy candy corn. Mm-hmm. I think it's really, really good. Like, phenomenal. And I don't know why people don't like that.
I didn't know you felt this way.
I am very passionate about candy corn.
Wow.
I am.
Okay.
I might be one of the few.
Maybe. I mean, obviously people like it or they wouldn't keep making it, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I don't understand certain candy that is just awful.
Yeah.
Like,
why does it still exist?
Yeah. But I mean, that's my opinion. It's not a fact. It's
right.
Candy corn is the best. That's my opinion. But I just wanted to bring that up because it's pretty cool. I like it. I like the colors.
It's pretty cool.
I like the color. Think about the colors. Three colors, right. Halloween.
I wouldn't describe it as pretty cool.
I think so. Okay. The shape of it. It's like right. It's kind of like a.
Yeah, what is it supposed to be?
Like a corn, you know? Like kernel.
But how
like,
so?
I don't know. Yeah, and also you could just turn those into like fangs, you know, pretend to be a vampire. I used to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we never really bought it, but okay. I could see that, yeah.
But anyway, so you're undecided. You're neutral, you said?
I'm neutral about it, yeah.
Okay, I'm pro.
Pro,
I'm
yeah.
Okay. Big fan. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. So thank you so much for bearing with my three catch-up stuff.
It was good. It was great.
Was it really?
Yes.
Okay.
I approve of this catch-up.
Thank you. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
So today we're talking about our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Yeah.
This week will be our third wedding anniversary.
Not one, not two, but three.
Does it feel like it's been 3 years to you?
No.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that? It feels like it's been a year.
Yeah.
Or like 5 months.
In some ways, it's so crazy.
It's very crazy. Time is a
what is weird time
thing.
In some ways, it feels like it's been like a year. In some ways, it feels like it's been 5 years. I don't know.
Time.
It's pretty reality,
crazy. Space.
Okay.
These are weird.
You're just naming Infinity Stones now. but yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So we thought that today we've dropped a little hints here and there. I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about?
We've talked a little bit about our wedding in the past, like little things here and there. But we wanted to just talk about it because if nothing else, if nobody else cares, like we care. And it would be cool to also listen back to this later, mm-hmm. like just talking mm-hmm. about our wedding,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because it was so fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's do it.
One thing I'll say just as a way to like start this whole thing off is people always tell you that like the wedding day goes by like in a blink and you're not going to remember it. Like you're not going to remember so many details from it and stuff. And we both talked about how like, that's not true. Like, we kind of reject that whole thing. And that we actually remember a lot of, like, details from the day and felt very present. And so we feel really, like, thankful for that, you know?
Totally.
Because we really remember a lot of it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I remember everything. From the moment I woke up.
I remember everything.
I woke up in a hotel.
Yeah.
And got dressed. And then a bunch of other stuff happened. Okay. I'll get into it.
That's too many details.
Whoa.
And then I put my left foot down on the floor. Then I put my right foot down
on the floor. I slept on the left side of the bed and shared it with my friend.
You did?
I did.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he said a joke. I laughed before we went to bed.
What was the joke?
I forgot.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you can't share it.
No, I can. I just don't want to.
What? What is it?
I don't know. I forgot. Honestly, I think I forgot.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I think he said something about like, oh, I get to like cut up with you before you, you know, before we send you away or something
like that. I figured, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so first let's talk about when we decided to get married because that's part of the story.
It is, yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, I wanted to talk about like one of my first memories around marriage, like with us.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember this so vividly because I was not happy.
Go ahead.
Do you remember it was Christmas time of 2017? Do you remember this?
I do.
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yes.
So we had been dating since February.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we had been talking since February. We met in person in March.
Yeah.
And so we had been dating, you know, from then. And it was now December.
Mm-hmm. Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Yeah.
We were on our way to your parents' house for Christmas.
Yes.
And I remember bringing up the topic of marriage, but not in relation to us. Like, I was just talking about marriage, like somebody else getting married or something like that. Mm-hmm. So obviously I was kind of bringing it up on purpose, but it wasn't like super direct.
Yeah.
And you just shut down. Like you did.
Shut it down.
You did not want to talk about it. And it was very obvious.
Yeah.
And I was very upset by that.
Mm-hmm. We should be.
Really?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So 2017 Audi, 3 years ago, four years ago. I have struggled with the idea of like just getting
commitment
yeah. and getting like serious and thinking about marriage. And yeah. so like I put that on a pedestal and, but it was unhealthy like yeah. that, the mentality I had, you know,
yeah.
like, yes, like that is the ultimate goal for us and for me and for you individually. But I just was like, oh, I'm not like. Like, just, I don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel, like, prepared or ready. Right. And so that's the relationship I had with that word. And Avon would bring it up by saying, like, the M word
yeah.
and this and that. And so I did have those issues of, like, mm-hmm. commitment. And,
yeah.
And just, like, I should have just said it and, mm-hmm. and have that natural talk conversation, you know, about it instead of being, like, feared by it.
Yeah.
By the conversations that like I was thinking about, like I just wanted to, yeah, I should have, you know, had a better communication with you and told you like, this is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
It's not about like, you know, that I don't want to get married. Like I do.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks yeah. for saying that. I appreciate that.
Totally.
You're right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was just one of the first memories I have of like, just bringing it up and you being very hesitant. Yeah. And then as time went on, we started, you know, talking about it. And I think even following that conversation, we had another conversation where I was like, hey, like that was weird. What's going on? And so we started talking about it. But anyway, I definitely remember for sure by like February. Yeah, I think that by February, we were actually like looking at engagement rings together.
Yeah, yeah. So I was already thinking before like Christmas time, like, yeah, I think I said this before, like 6 months into our relationship, I was like, I want to marry you.
Yeah.
So I already had that idea already like in yeah. place. And so
right.
it was just hard to kind of bring it up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But anyway, yeah, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So by like February, we were looking at engagement rings and trying to figure out what we were going to do with that. And we decided pretty much that we were going to kind of like pick it out together.
Yeah.
And that I would have like some input in it.
Yes.
And then we started talking about, okay, well, like when do we want to get married? Mm-hmm. And I remember at first you were talking about like waiting until you graduated with your master's degree. And I was like, yeah. heck no.
Yeah.
Because that would have been like the next spring.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we had a lot of conversations about it and we kind of eventually settled on like, well, we'd like to be married, like, before the holidays, like, that year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, 2018, this was the beginning of 2018, and we were like, yeah, I think we both didn't feel like we needed to have a super long engagement time.
Yeah.
So, we were just like, okay, well, let's try to make that the goal.
Yeah.
And so, I know that that's, like, fairly short mm-hmm. amount of time, but not crazy. I definitely know people who have done it in a lot, like, planned a wedding in a lot shorter time than that.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, well, if we want to do this, and we started talking about like numbers of how many people we were going to invite, and we realized it was going to be a fairly big wedding. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, okay, well, we have to get on this. And yeah. we started realizing like, okay, we've got to look at the venue and the photographer and all this stuff, but we weren't actually like engaged yet.
Yeah.
And I think I've realized, like, I've heard from other people how like other people have done similar things. I've mm-hmm. heard people talk about like, oh, I was only like technically like ring engaged for this amount of time or whatever. Mm. And so it's not like super uncommon, but it's obviously not like the most common thing. I think typically people get engaged and then they start planning their wedding.
Yeah.
So we did it the other way around and yes. we started planning the wedding. We started looking at, you know, at all the stuff, booked the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that was like one of the first things that we kind of nailed down.
Yeah.
Was a certain photographer that we wanted. And then fast forward to July, and we were going to do, so we were kind of trying to work backward, and we were like, okay, well, if we want to send out the invitations in like August,
yeah,
then we need to have like, we wanted to have engagement pictures done so that we could include those on the invitation,
yeah,
or with the invitation and stuff. And so we were like, okay, well, we got to get engagement pictures done, but yeah, we weren't engaged yet.
No.
So we were like, okay, well, we'll just like fake it and we won't show like my hand in the picture and stuff, and that's fine. So we booked this engagement session with our photographer for July.
Yeah.
And all the while I was like, I kept waiting for you to propose because I knew that like
it was coming.
We had I knew it was coming, obviously. I knew that we had like picked out a ring.
Yeah.
And I pretty much knew that you had already like ordered the ring and that it was definitely on its way, or you already had it. So I was just like waiting. Yeah. And I remember my birthday in July that I was like really expecting you to propose, and then you didn't.
Yeah.
And anyway, so later in July we had our like fake, not fake, but our like pre-engagement session planned.
Yeah.
And then you want to take over the story from here?
Yeah, I was planning to propose on the, during the engagement photo shoot session. And so I got in contact with the photographer, which is someone you know. And and so I got in contact with her, and I gave my lame plan to her. Like, here's my, my thought. And then she calls me back, and she politely, very gently said, like, pretty much like, that wouldn't work. And
what was your idea?
It was,
I don't know if I've ever heard this before.
Really? Oh, yeah. No. I remember this. I was as I was driving towards your house to visit you for the weekend or something like that, I had a conversation with her over the phone. And she tells me, like, hey, I got your voicemail about your idea. And so, again, she was very polite and kind. And she said pretty much, like, it wouldn't work, right? Like, how about we do this instead?
Well, what was your idea?
So, my idea was, during the photo shoot, right, session, I asked her, like, we could do this photo shoot somewhere where there's like maybe a bush or somewhere, somewhere where there's like a place for our family to hide. And then I propose to you, and then they would pop up and come and hug us and all that stuff. And then they would leave, and then we'll continue doing the photo shoot session. And she said that wouldn't work pretty much because of the time, right?
Yeah.
It was like, what, an hour or so? Like, that's how long we had.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So
she pretty much said, like, it wouldn't work because it would just kind of disrupt the whole session.
Yeah.
Which I agree, but I wanted the family to witness the, the me, like, bending over and kneeling and proposing, and then them coming out to celebrate with us. So that's why then, prior to the photo shoot session, I was like, well, plan B would be to have a some sort of like a dinner together for everybody to meet before the wedding.
Right.
And also before the proposal. So that's what happened. We had everybody come and meet together. And so everybody knew my plan was to propose later that day. And so, yeah, so that was pretty cool that everybody got together and meet. And then everybody, I think, you know, kept the secret.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, so you didn't really say what happened, though.
Oh, so, but then what actually happened was the photographer said, how about, like, you, we come up with, like, a code between us. So then I know that, okay, you're about to propose.
Yeah.
You're about to, like, you know, bend over and get the ring and all that stuff. So, and we came up with, well, she came up with it. She said, how about we come up with, like, you say, oh, this spot is beautiful, like, it's gorgeous, and I'll say, yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's code for, like, okay, I'm going to get ready, right? We're ready. And so that was code. And so at one point, I asked her over the phone, like, what's a good spot, you know, to do this? And she said, oh, yeah, there's this nice little area, friend of a lake.
Yeah.
And so that's where I proposed. So
yeah.
I said what I said. I said, hey, I think the question, I think it was a question. I think it was like, how did you like I forgot.
No, I think it was something like that. Like, I really like this spot, oh, yeah. or this spot is beautiful, or yeah. something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I said that, and then I proposed to you.
Yeah.
I asked you, will you marry me? And I barely got the word out, like, Savannah.
Yeah.
I think I said, like, your full name, Savannah. And then, yeah, I said your first and last name, I think. Mm-hmm. Didn't I?
I think so.
Yeah, and so I started saying Savannah, and I just immediately cry.
Yeah.
And once I'm kind of calm, I guess, a little bit, or once I'm, like, able to say the rest of the question, I mm-hmm. say, Savannah, will you marry me?
Yeah.
And you said yes, and... Mm-hmm. And obviously, we knew that you're going to say yes, right?
Yeah.
But it was still scary and very just hard.
Yeah.
It was very scary. And so I did that. But right before that, actually, there was two things that happened. One thing was, let me go back a little bit to explain everything. So before this whole, like, proposal and everything, I had given you this thing for, I think, your birthday or a gift for a certain reason, but I gave you this cryptex.
Yeah.
Right? You need, like, six letters in order to unlock it, and you open it up and there's something inside, right? So the previous couple months before that proposal session, I started giving you these kind of, like, games, little, like,
puzzles,
yeah. little
scavenger
just
hunt type
challenges,
things.
Yeah. yeah, treasure hunt type of thing. And each time you would, like, win or find something, I would give you the letter.
Yeah.
Right. And so at first I was like, well, I want to do this maybe for your birthday, but then I don't want to make it too obvious. Like, okay, well, your birthday's coming, so that means like I'm going to propose to you. So I do give you a couple things here and there. Like, at one point we went to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. I gave you, like, the scavenger hunt for during the while we were in Disneyland.
Yeah.
And so you earn all these, like, letters, right? Mm-hmm. During the course of, like, I don't know, like, 3 months or
four, or something like that. I feel like you gave it to me, like, in March.
Did I?
So maybe it was, like, 4 months, yeah.
Okay, so then we're down to the last letter, right? And there was it spelled out, like, different, I don't know, it wasn't, like, a actual word. Well, I think it was. I think it was agape.
It was agape you.
Agape you.
Yeah.
Right. So you were missing one of them, and I didn't give it to you in order. So now we're back at the photo session, right?
Yeah.
So when I say this spot is beautiful, whatever, what I had with me was, I had a backpack and then also a tripod. Mm-hmm. And then on the tripod, I had a GoPro camera because I wanted to record this, film this, and I did. Uh-huh. But that gave it away because I think a couple of days before that we had a couple of days before the photo shoot session, I was very, like, very worried that my Amazon order, the GoPro, wasn't going to get there in time.
Oh.
And I was just very worried about it, and even told you, like, I want this GoPro so I could record a couple of things during a photo shoot session. And
I figured it out, but...
And so I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have worried about that. But I wanted not only the video, but also the audio.
Right.
So I also recorded stuff on my recorder. Actually, this recorder that we have with us right now, recording this podcast episode. Oh. So I had the audio and then the video and then the photographer taking the camera, right?
Yeah.
The pictures from her camera. So I had all that set. And then a couple of times before we got to the lake, because I knew that was coming, right? Mm-hmm. She even said, okay, we're going to get to the lake. I'm like, okay, I'm going to propose there. So a couple of times before we got to the spot, I just pretended I was, I actually recorded a couple of things, mm-hmm. like us sitting somewhere, like on the ground. I did that just to kind of not make it too obvious. Like, okay, I'm going to only pop my tripod and, press play on the GoPro when I'm proposing. Mm-hmm. But I already kind of felt like you already know I'm going to propose.
Yeah, I kind of figured it out because I was like, well, you did a couple of suspicious things, including that. But then also I was like, well, it actually makes a lot of sense because you hadn't proposed up to that point. And then I was like, it makes sense to do it during the photo shoot. And so I did kind of figure it out. But I still, like, you were acting really weird. And your whole, like, insistence about the GoPro thing, I was also feeling really weird about that. And I was like, I remember telling you, I was like, you need to ask her if it's okay for you to be recording this because this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
And so I remember you asking her, and she was already in on the whole thing, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I did tell her about that, about having a GoPro and everything, which was a little too much, I think. But I just, I felt like I needed a video, like.
But I'm glad you recorded it.
Yeah, and then
and
also,
we've never watched it.
No, I'm too. So yeah. So anyway. So going back to that, right? So I put the tripod and the GoPro and all that stuff, and then like a press record on my recorder. I have all that stuff set. And then I you know, the photographer knows that I'm gonna propose and stuff, and then so. What I tell you, like, can you like close your eyes, right? Mm-hmm. And then I tell you to open them, and I hand you the cryptex, and then I tell you like the last letter, and I tell you everything in order, right? Like it's how it is spelled, agape you.
Yeah.
And you do that, right? And then you open the cryptex, and then what's inside is
not a ring.
Not a ring. I tried. That was like my plan A, was to put the ring in the cryptex, but it was the ring was too big, and the ring was too big, so. Yeah. So it wouldn't like work at all.
Yeah.
So what I did is I wrote a letter, mm-hmm. and then in the letter said something about like, you know, how much I love you, and then to like look up, and you know, like here's like a metaphor for the sky and the sun and stuff, and like and then close your eyes and kind of 10. And so you did that again, right? Uh-huh. And so you close your eyes, and then when you open your eyes, I tell you to turn around because I'm right behind you.
Yeah.
And I'm there on my knee, right?
Yeah.
On one knee and with a ring, and ask you like, well, Savannah, I cry. And then I said, Savannah, will you marry me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you say yes. And so the photographer captured everything.
Yeah.
It's on video. It's on audio. And like you said, we have not yet seen the audio, heard it, but it's there. And I haven't done it just because I'm scared of like how how the quality might be, like if it's like corrupt or it's like blurry or something's wrong. I'm just very nervous because you know, try to put all the effort and everything, but it's there, so I'll do something with it eventually.
But
anyway, so that's what happened. Hopefully that made sense for everybody.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay, so now let's jump forward to the wedding.
Yeah.
So from that point, then we had already been planning, mm-hmm. obviously, and then we had 3 more months because we ended up deciding to get married in October. Mm-hmm. We sort of wanted to get married in November, but then the venue we found was outdoors and it was really nice and we loved it. And we were a little worried about rain. So we decided to move it to October because we were like, it's very rare for it to rain in October in California, in Northern California.
Yeah.
So we went with that. So we decided to get married on October 13th. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just go through a little bit of kind of like the elements of the wedding.
Yeah.
So we were having a lot of people and we, you know, we knew that like we really wanted it to be fun, like a good time for our guests. And we decided not to do any alcohol.
Yes.
And so, like, the food has to be good. So, we started talking about it, and we decided to go with Mexican food.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, backing up a little bit of sort of, like, our big kind of vision for the wedding. Mm-hmm. A couple of things. Number one is that we wanted to be able to invite everybody that we wanted. Mm-hmm. So, we were like, we would rather sacrifice in other areas and be able to have a big enough venue that we can invite everyone we want.
Yeah.
And so, that was really important to us. Mm-hmm. And the second thing was we wanted it to be a, like, bilingual, bicultural wedding.
Yeah.
So, we wanted to incorporate Mexican culture.
Yeah.
And then also some kind of American wedding traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really important to us. So one way that we did that was with food. So we decided to have like traditional Mexican food for our wedding. We didn't do mole, which I know is like a traditional wedding
food. Yeah, it's a standard for Mexican weddings to have mole.
And we didn't do that.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, you weren't really a big fan and I've never really had it. So I was like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
So we just went with kind of basic like tacos, like meat, rice, beans.
The barbacoa, I believe.
Yeah. So really good. But we just wanted it to be like very authentic. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up finding a Mexican food restaurant in Sacramento that would cater it.
Yeah.
And which was great. It was actually a pretty far drive for them.
It was.
It was like 45 minutes or longer or something. Yeah. And so we were super happy with that. I remember we went actually on the same day we did the photo shoot, your family was in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
And so they came with us to that Mexican restaurant, and we like tested it out. We had a meal there.
Oh, that's true.
And then we were like, oh, yeah, this is, we approve.
Yeah.
And so that's who we got to cater for us.
Yeah. I needed my parents' approval. And that was really important to me just because I know that they know about food and
bunch
of stuff. So it's like, if they say yes, then it's a yes for me.
Yeah.
For both of us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was great. Oh yeah. And so then we were thinking about decor, you know, and the venue was beautiful. And so there wasn't like a lot of things we needed to add to it. But my very favorite thing that we did was this my idea?
I think
it was. I think I was looking like on Etsy and Pinterest for different ideas.
Yeah.
And I found the idea of getting like Mexican paper banners, the ones that have like the intricate like cutout designs on them, but just all in white.
Yeah.
Because typically they're like multicolored with like bright colors.
Yeah.
But getting them all in white and stringing them like back and forth across the area where the ceremony would be. And it worked out perfectly because there were strings of lights out there already. And so the night before during our rehearsal, we just... Not me personally, but people, our like friends and staff helped to put those up.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I did help with it. But anyway, and it looked so good.
Yeah.
Like some of my favorite wedding pictures are the ones where you can see that like in the background.
Oh.
And then looking up to like the altar, it looked so cool.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah.
And then besides that, what else did we do? Oh, we had an arch. Where did we get that arch from? Oh. We actually had a family member who let us borrow this big like metal arch. And then we took the arch to a florist and they put like all these like dried flowers and stuff on it. So they like decorated the arch for us.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. And then, yeah, we kept it pretty like simple, rustic. We had like wooden
stumps.
Yeah. Not stumps.
Oh, on the tables?
On the tables, we had like wooden, what do you call that? Like a circular like
part of the a trunk. Log. Yeah, parts of the trunk cut out. And
like wood rounds, wood I guess rounds, that's what it's called. And my grandpa actually got those for us.
Yeah.
And
gave out succulents for the gifts. Yeah.
For, party, like the favors. And yeah, so we kept it very like.
Kind of like a boho slash.
Boho, yeah.
Slash like. Rustic, a little bit of rustic,
with a hint of like Mexican,
so
that was really, really cool.
I think the biggest thing for like Mexican stuff was like the food. Like we had for dessert, we had sweet bread, which is a staple for like Mexican desserts, and then along with that we had cupcakes too, which was delicious, and small cake
for us to cut.
So everything else was pretty good. And then as far as additional things, like we had a mariachi band that my parents like wanted and suggested, and so we got that, and they played for an hour or so, and so it was pretty nice.
That was actually very cool. The mariachi band played during like the cocktail hour, like between the ceremony and the reception, and it just added such a cool like ambiance to have that like live music playing and everything. It was really cool. And then they also played for a little bit into like when we were having dinner, which was nice. Okay, so so speaking of that, like let's talk about the other ways that we incorporated like both of our kind of like cultures and traditions. So one thing that was really important to us was to have the whole ceremony be bilingual. And so because of that, we either needed a bilingual officiant or we needed two officiants. So we ended up going with the latter. And so we had my pastor, he like officiated the wedding, and then your friend translated the whole thing. And so that was really cool. And so everything was, you know, translated. And so it made kind of it was really cool, and obviously that like changes sort of like the flow of it. But it definitely didn't take away from it at all. I think it really just like added to it. And then we had like a passage of scripture that was read, and
both in English and Spanish by a couple of our family members.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was pretty important to me just because I wanted and I needed my family to understand, like my grandparents, my parents, to understand what was going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, that was really important. And I think it was like, well, it doesn't matter if it's even just for like one person in your family.
Yeah.
Like this is important. And so we're going to put as much effort into making this reflective of like both of our families as possible.
Yeah.
So we did that. Oh yeah. And then also our vows.
Mm-hmm.
So we wrote our own vows.
Yeah.
And we decided to have you say your vows in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I said my vows in Spanish.
Yeah.
And that was a little bit of an undertaking for me. Basically I wrote my vows in English and then I actually hired a translator.
Yeah.
Because obviously I didn't want you to translate it, obviously. Yeah. I didn't want you to hear them. And I wanted to make sure that I wasn't losing any of the essence of like what I was trying to say. So I really wanted to make sure I wasn't just going to put it into Google Translate, you know?
Yeah.
And so I actually hired a translator and I went and met up with her at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And like paid her for like an hour. I had sent her my vows beforehand.
Yeah.
And then she like translated them for me and then she sat down with me mm-hmm. and she had me like say them a couple times and she went through a few things and like, oh, I had to change this a little bit because it doesn't directly translate mm-hmm. and stuff like that. As the wedding was getting closer, I was just getting kind of nervous about it. Like,
yeah.
I remember sitting in like a Target parking lot and like saying the vows out loud because I just needed to practice like saying them and I wanted it to be, the main thing was I just wanted you to understand it.
Right.
Like I didn't want it, my like accent or my like lack of being able to pronounce certain words to get in the way of you like understanding mm-hmm. what I was saying. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of nerve wracking, but I'm so glad that we did that. I think that was really, really cool. And just a really nice way to, again, incorporate that like, you know, multiculturalism.
Right. Yeah. And I appreciate you doing that, putting all the thought and time, you know, and effort to just thinking about like my family and about my culture. And, you know, you did a great job, phenomenal job saying the vows in Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Cool. And and that's not like my point of like, oh, look at all this effort I put into it.
Right. Yeah, but I get it. Yeah.
But yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing about that basically is that we also really wanted to get a DJ that was bilingual
mm-hmm.
because he was going to obviously be like making announcements and kind of controlling like the flow of like the reception part.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that proved to be harder than we thought it was going to be.
Right. That was actually, I think, the last like person that we hired and
it felt like we were down to the wire. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thankfully we did find somebody and it was fine.
So there's like clearly a lot of things that we could break down and talk about, things before the wedding, the actual day, right?
Yeah.
Again, I remember everything, right, from the moment that I woke up. And you actually handed me an activity for me to do.
Oh yeah.
That morning.
I gave it to your friend.
One of my friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, here you go. And it's like, wait, how did this Savannah give you this? Like when? And he hands me a letter from you and I read it and you say to solve this crossword puzzle and I do. And there were awesome questions.
And I did not think that you were going to read it out loud to your friends. I was like a kind of embarrassment.
Did I?
It wasn't anything like bad. I just was like, oh, that's a little embarrassing, but
sorry about that.
That's fine.
So I solve it and then it spelled out something about
I think I know. I think because you had done Agape You, I think I did
Te Amo.
Te Amo. And then I think I did Te Amo A, like for your name.
Oh, gotcha.
So I think it was like, I love you. And then obviously,
And then, so then I solve it. And then I think my friend then hands me like the reward. And that was a bow tie. It was a blue bow tie with white polka dots.
Yes. But then that wasn't really the reward. I did
get,
that was part of it, but then it was. I told you to bring that with you to the first look.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So we do the first look before the we decided to do the first look before the wedding, before the ceremony started. And that was pretty good. Actually, that was a...
I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, that was actually a recommendation from the photographer.
Yeah.
And she explained why. And we're like, yeah, we love it. Mm-hmm. We love the idea. Like, it's a moment between us and before everything starts. And so we do it. And I was just blown away by the way you looked. And like, I couldn't believe it. And then you tell me, like, you have a letter, right? And so I can get the letter. And so then you give me the reward, and which was, it was this cool necklace.
Well, it was the cryptex.
Oh, yeah, it was a cryptex.
So I gave you the cryptex. That's right. Yeah.
Call back to that.
And then I remember the photographer was like, oh, that again.
Yeah.
Because obviously she was there for the proposal. Anyway, yeah.
So then it was my turn to open the cryptex. And so I unlock it with those letters you gave me.
Yeah.
And so then I open it. And then in it was a necklace.
Yeah.
And then the necklace, actually, there was two sides to it. It was a wooden small little, like, small rectangle shape. And it had, on both sides, had different coordinates.
Yeah.
And then you tell me, like, this one is where we first met.
Mm-hmm.
Call back to the first restaurant, like the place, you know, we ate and everything.
In Stockton.
And then the other side of it was coordinates to that wedding.
Yeah, like, the wedding location. Venue.
Mm-hmm. So I put that on, and it was pretty nice. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a pretty cool idea, and so I was blown away. And then from there on, we started kind of playing the game of, like, okay, it's my turn to have the cryptex, and I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
And so I forgot who has it now. Is it you?
I feel like you have it.
Is it my turn?
I think I gave it to you on your birthday last year, didn't I?
I think so.
That might have been the last time we used it, but now I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I definitely gave it to you on your birthday last year, but I'm not sure if anyone's used it yet this year.
Okay. That's true.
Anyway.
Then I have it then.
Yeah, so we've gone back and forth with it. But
anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, so, one more thing I wanted to add about pictures that was so fun is I had this, like, dream for years that I wanted to get some, like, slice of life pictures in my, like, wedding dress and, like, with you in your wedding clothes. And I had this vision of, like, being at, like, a coffee shop or going to, like, a bookstore or something and being, like, but actually on my wedding day.
Yeah.
And so I told the photographer that, and she was like, oh, well, she was actually surprisingly, like, super familiar with the town, like, this super small town where our wedding was. And she was like, oh, actually, like, around the corner from your venue, there's, like, this cute coffee shop and, like, different things. So this was after, it was during the reception.
Mm-hmm.
After we had eaten and stuff, we left in, like, one of your groomsmen's cars, I think.
Yeah.
Just the three of us, like, the two of us and then the photographer down the street. And we went to this coffee shop and we literally, like, bought coffee and just, like, chilled in this coffee shop for maybe, like, 15 minutes or something. And she like took pictures and we just, like, talked to each other about how, like, how we were feeling and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so nice.
Yeah.
Like, I love those pictures. And I also just loved that time. Mm-hmm. It was really cool to, like, step away from everything for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was nice. And we got some other cool pictures in that area, but that was really cool.
Yeah. I love that.
Okay, so let's move on and let's talk about some of the things that went wrong, and then we'll talk about, like, some of our favorite elements of the day.
Yeah. One of the first things that was a bummer that I can think of right now is the videographer.
Yes.
It didn't really pan out that great.
No.
It was lame, you know, just to, first, I guess I think we learned our lesson that if you agree on something, to have it on, like, fine print.
That way
in writing and to have that so you could show, like, here's a contract, you know, and this is what you said you were going to provide with your services. So that's one thing that we don't really have is videos of our wedding.
Well, we do, but so what happened was, I'll give just, like, the short version.
Go ahead. Yeah,
is that it was kind of like a semi, like, acquaintance.
Yeah.
So that was sort of the issue, is that we were just basing this off of, like, oh, like, well, so and so knows you, so it's going to be fine. And so when we first sat down with this person, he gave us, like, all of this, like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to bring this and this and I'm going to have a drone and, like, all this stuff that sounded, like, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just trusting this person based off of, like, what we thought we knew about him.
Yeah.
And then it turned out, like, on the day, he arrived super late.
Yeah.
Very, very late. And so we don't have any video footage of the first look, which we really wanted.
Yeah.
And then there also wasn't like the equipment that he had said. There wasn't like extra videographers like he had said and things like that. And so, and then flash forward to after the wedding, like he never edited the video for us. Which is obviously a huge part of what we were paying him for. And so now, 3 years later, we just have raw footage. And we don't have like an edited video. So that was a big bummer, but we're so thankful that we have the photos that we do.
I think that was the biggest focus was like, as long as we have a really solid photographer, then that's fine. And we do have those amazing pictures. So
that made it kind of like, okay, because our photographer was amazing. And it definitely, it made up for the videographer, but it's still a bummer that that didn't really work out. And we are still hoping to someday have somebody like edit our wedding video for us. So if you know anybody, contact us.
And then one thing that I think in a way went wrong, I mean, I think I do feel bad that at the end of the wedding that like our acquaintances, like friends and family, like had to tear down the place because that was part of the contract for the venue, is that to have things cleaned up and stuff.
Like, so just the stuff that we brought.
We brought and stuff. So I do like feel bad for people that did that for us. And I'm very truly grateful for people that did stick around and do it and stuff. And but I, if I could, if we had the means and stuff and resources, I think that we, I would have had people, hired other people to have done it and stuff. I think we had some people that we hired that to help and stuff, but a little bit, but that's something that I'm just like, well, I wish I could do this, you know, differently. If I were to do it, go back and do it differently, that's something I would do. But for those people that are listening to this and that like did stick around and help and stuff, like, thank you. You know who you are. I know who you are. And so thank you. But anyway.
Is there anything else that went wrong?
Not really. Everything was pretty nice, chill.
I know that my like song that I walked down the aisle to, the DJ, like, he kind of had like a false start. He like started the song and then he restarted it. And he was very apologetic about it. And I was like, it's fine. Like, it wasn't a big deal.
And also something that, like, I guess DJ promised, like, we're going to get this, like, special effect of, like, having fog and stuff while you guys are doing the first dance. But I think without it was fine. Like, it was good.
But it was just because, again, it's like, we didn't get that in writing. It was just kind of like, hey, I'll throw this in for you.
So I was like, okay.
So I was like, oh, okay.
But if I were to do something different, if I were to go back and do something different, I would just tell Audie to chillax on the wedding day.
Really?
And not worry about, like, all that stuff. Like, yeah, I think I was just... I would like to be more in the moment, you know, because I was I did tell someone to ask the DJ, like, hey, what about the fog, right?
Oh, right. And I wasn't really worried about it. No, I was like, it's fine.
So I was very kind of focused on a couple little things like that. So I wish I would just be more relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, I was relaxed, but I'm just, you know, to just kind of let go of certain little things. One last thing is, we mentioned that there is no alcohol allowed. We didn't provide any alcohol, but that didn't stop a couple of people from going across the street. And there was a little like liquor store, a little like, gas station. And apparently word got out. Somebody told me that there was someone that came back with some alcohol.
And didn't I know we who that just is. Find out? Find this out like recently. This year.
And I know who you are.
Yeah.
I know who you are. And that's a, that's like their character, you know.
Whoa, what are you saying?
Just very like kind of like a prankster type of person, very like out of like, you know, I'm gonna do my thing. So I know who you are.
That's funny.
But anyway, let's talk about the things that we went right.
Let's talk about like our favorite things, favorite elements, favorite moments.
The ceremony, I think the vows was pretty good. I think that, like I cried. Same mine.
You did, you know,
just because.
Instantly.
Yeah, instant cry. Like it was like one of those like laughing, crying. Like,
yeah.
And that was very beautiful, like moment, I think. You know, that was a highlight of the whole ceremony.
You crying?
No. I'm talking about like the whole ceremony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so,
the most beautiful moment of the wedding was when I cried.
And that was captured on.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, but
there are some great pictures though of you like doubled over, like trying to compose yourself.
Yeah. So it was cool. I like that, the whole ceremony moment and you reading things in Spanish and reading the vowels in Spanish. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, just having like, you know, just worlds collide, like having a guest or guest over and mm-hmm. like having people that were there for us and to celebrate us and to be part of this like event in this moment and stuff. That was pretty awesome. The people that showed up and family, friends, acquaintances, you know, and so it was pretty cool. The venue itself was great and just having the space for just children and everybody to just hang out and mm-hmm. enjoy themselves, party, dance, you know. I think the dancing was cool. Seeing my dad dancing with grandma, I think mm-hmm. that was something that was pretty cool. Highlight too. Again, going back to the worlds collide.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that was cool. Also, like, it paints a picture of like us being together, mm-hmm. bringing two different cultures into one, and kind of, I'm reminded of that, like that, like image of like my dad with your grandma, and mm-hmm. to realize like, well, they were there because of us, like they were there to celebrate us and to be part of us, and because they love us, and then for them to share that moment, mm-hmm. that was pretty cool through music, you know. So I think that was pretty powerful mm-hmm. if you think about it, you know. But anyway, so I thought that was pretty cool. We got some good food and.
Yeah, the food is really good. Yeah. The cupcakes were next level.
Yeah, that was
so
pretty good.
So good. We took some with us.
Yes.
Like for our honeymoon.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, they were so good.
What about you? What do you have?
I mean, I agree. I think I really liked, you know, like music that we chose for different things. Like the song that I walked down the aisle to. I just walking down the aisle was like, that was just a very special like moment. And that's just a moment that will always be like ingrained, you know, in my mind of just hearing the music and walking down the aisle and like seeing so many like friends and family mm-hmm. and then like seeing you there at the end of the aisle. Like it was just a very special thing and looking out and seeing like our families, you know, in the front row.
Yeah.
Everything about it was so beautiful. And like I said, the whole like ceremony setup, I love it. It was just like out of like a fairy tale in my mind, you know?
Yeah.
And I loved the like paper banners that just added a little like touch of something extra to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, the whole ceremony, I feel like could not have gone any better. Like it was amazing. And I definitely remember also, like before we went back for the reception, like for food mm-hmm. and stuff, I remember there was an area where we were able to just like relax. And with some people from like our bridal party.
Building. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a small little room. It was actually where
we got ready, the guys and the girls.
Yeah. And so that was really nice.
Yeah.
And that was cool. I remember just being there with like my bridesmaids and I think my mom was there. Us just like chilling out.
Yeah.
And just being like, we're married. mm-hmm. Like it's so crazy. Yeah. So that was a moment that I really remember. And I think there were so many also just like little moments that stick out in my mind of different like family and friends that we got to like talk to, taking pictures with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun. Like it was so fun. And I remember being so happy to also hear that feedback from other people saying like, your wedding was really fun.
Yeah.
Because that's what we wanted it to be, is we wanted it to be just fun and exciting and for it to be a representation of us and like who we are.
Yeah.
So that was really cool to hear that and be like, great, because we thought it was super fun.
right.
You know? Yeah. And I just, I really remember that not being stressed. And like, there were a couple of like small things that I was stressed about.
Yeah.
Like the videographer not showing up.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I just remember thinking like, I'm having a great time.
Right.
and like, that's I'm good. Really glad, you know, that's how we were feeling.
Yeah, so. No, it was pretty fun. And the little games we played too, mm-hmm. like the shoe game.
Yeah, the
you
shoe
know,
game was very fun.
Raise your shoe with the other person, you know, you think the other person is this or that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was pretty nice just to, again, like having our worlds collide and within that moment, you know, mm-hmm. that wedding. And so I think it was pretty cool to share all these things with everybody and for us to have those moments of like kind of also just checking on each other, like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and so it was pretty cool. It was a good wedding. So yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
yeah. Yeah, well, that's pretty much it. There's just a lot of things that we talked about, but there's also more things I think that we could talk about.
Yeah.
You know, again, like the before the wedding, during the wedding, after the wedding, like what were our thoughts about certain things and stuff. Yeah, like I think there was a lot of people there. We invited like 250 plus people, and then not everybody showed up. But
I want to say people who responded that they were coming, I want to say was like 215, and then I think a little less than that actually showed up.
Yeah,
so it might have been right around 200.
It was still a lot.
Yeah,
and but it was cool to share all those stuff, you know, with them, and it was good.
It was.
So we just wanted to talk about this and share this, and if anything, like, you know, hopefully it was fun and entertaining for you guys to hear and some crazy stuff that could happen, you know, could happen at weddings or some fun things and stuff.
Yeah, and I think also maybe if you are about to get married or maybe this gave you some also ideas or anything like that.
What not to do,
I don't know. No, but maybe, you know, who knows? Yeah, maybe give you a little inspiration about getting a cryptex.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was a heavy one. I got it on Amazon.
Heavy one. It is.
It was a heavy very one. Heavy. It is heavy.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised.
It's good though. It's good quality. So
it is good quality.
That's why we've been able to use it so many times.
Yeah, I loved it.
So
yeah,
there you have it. And then next week we might be talking about
next week we will be talking about
our anniversaries, right?
Oh yeah, but I thought we were gonna talk about our honeymoon.
Oh well, which one?
I thought it was both.
We're gonna talk about both.
I thought you said
honeymoon and anniversaries. Next week we're gonna be talking about something related to our marriage.
Yeah, so but, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, so we'll see what we end up doing for our third anniversary. We have a little tradition which we'll probably talk about.
Mm-hmm.
at the very least we'll talk about our tradition that we do every year,
and that's coming up like next week for us.
Yeah So that's the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening again. Hope it was interesting or entertaining and maybe gave you a little more of a glimpse into who we are. And if you are liking the podcast, it really helps us if you would share it on your social media. I usually post like images for each episode, and so you can always share that like on your Facebook or on your Instagram.
Yeah, that would help us a lot.
That helps us a lot. Or also just tell people like, hey, you should listen to the Pleathos. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
If you haven't given us a 5-star rating, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And then if you want to keep up with us, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Pleathos, or you can email us at thepleathospodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Also, I want to give a little heads up that I'm guessing sometime in November, probably, we're going to be doing a book review episode. Oh. And so I want to tell you guys in case you're interested in also reading the book.
Okay.
So we're going to be reviewing the book Talking Back to Purity Culture by Rachel Joy Welcher. Neither of us have read this book yet, but actually I had heard about it. I had heard great things about it. And then one of my friends who actually listens to the podcast suggested it to us. And I was like, hey, we should definitely read it because I've been wanting to. And then also I thought it'd be a good thing to talk about on the podcast as well. Because we talked a little bit about purity culture when we were talking about like dating, about body image and things like that. And so Audie and I are both going to be reading that book.
Yeah.
And so if you are interested in reading that, we're going to be reviewing it probably, like I said, probably in November. Maybe late November, something like that. So that is on the agenda if you're interested in buying the book, Talking Back to Purity Culture.
Yeah. And as Albert Einstein says, when you trip over love, it is easy to get up. But when you fall in love, it is impossible to stand again.
See you next time.
Savannah?
Yes?
Dad jokes. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Why? Seems like you're not one of those people that enjoy hearing dad jokes, especially coming from me.
Well, I'll definitely give a groan, but I appreciate it. It's wholesome.
It is.
It's like, it's just the right amount of corny, you know? I think.
Okay.
Do you have one in mind?
No, I don't. I was thinking about something about like mind. Like
something. Mind? Oh, like you have one in mind. Okay.
But I have something of yours.
Okay, that's weird.
No, I don't have something of mine, but I have something of yours.
I said in mind, but okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell a dad joke?
Sure, go ahead.
What do you call a swindler who talks down to you going downstairs?
Are you laughing at your own joke?
Well, I'm just laughing at how badly I'm setting it up.
What do you call a swindler who goes downstairs?
Who talks down to you. Who
talks down to you?
Yeah, and goes downstairs.
What?
A condescending condescending.
Condescending condescending? Wow.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's not that funny.
A condescending condescending.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I've got another one. I knew
there was going to be a better one.
I think I heard this one from Hank Green.
Go ahead.
I asked this old lady.
Oh, wow. And she's off. What the? You just started a joke.
It sounds weird. I asked this lady if I could use her little, like,
What? You're bad at dad jokes.
I know. It's just because, I don't know. I can't get the setup right. I asked this old lady if I could use her little stair elevator.
Yeah.
And I think she might take me up on it.
Oh,
was that a good one?
Gosh, that was a bad one. That was funny.
Thank you. Wait, have I told the one from Provost Park Pass on here?
No, which one? Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. A bear walks into a bar and he says to the bartender, I'll have a sarsaparilla. And the bartender says, hey, what's with the big paws? Alternatively, a dog limps into a bar and says, I'm looking for the man who shot my paw. You get it? Paw?
Yeah.
He limps in.
You shot my paw. Oh my gosh.